Kurt Weiss. He is, are you with us, Kurt?
I am with you, Tony.
All right, thanks so much. We received some information from you yesterday that the state is set to implement employee concession contingency plans. Tell us about this.
Yeah, these are plans that we're going to implement beginning October 1st, Tony. It basically, as a result of not being able to reach any kind of an agreement with the state unions for fiscal year 2012, which starts on Saturday. The hope was we could address long-term structural changes to the cost of employee benefits and compensation. No luck with the unions and having any headway there, so we're going to be eliminating some jobs across state government, implementing some furlough days, taking different actions.
Now, I had heard about these furlough days a little bit earlier this morning. Is that four of those?
Yeah, it's a minimum of four, Tony. It may be possible we implement more than that. The way the contracts are written with the unions, it allows for some of them to do four. Other unions, we can do up to 20. So we will start with four. We will see how the budget progresses throughout the year. But that's why we phrase it as a minimum of four.
I understand that there are more than 200 jobs that have vacancies that will not be filled.
Yeah, 367 total jobs across state government that we were planning to fill this year. These are agency jobs. You know, the agencies are, as you know, looking to fill some positions for the hard work that we have to do. And it would not have been our first choice to eliminate these jobs. We would have preferred to fill them, but we do have to plug a $145 million hole in general fund this year, and so this is one of the ways we're going to have to do it, is the elimination of those jobs.
Tell us about the reforms that were announced for the Michigan Department of Corrections.
Yeah, what Corrections announced this morning, or yesterday morning, excuse me, is the closure of the Mound Prison, as well as competitively bidding their prisoner health and mental health services. And what that achieves is about $50 million in savings for fiscal year 12. So that action helped us with regard to employee concession number we had to hit. It brought that $145 million number down to $95
million. Are there going to be any layoffs?
At this point, no layoffs as a result of the contingency plans across government. With regard to the actions Corrections is taking, I know they're going to do everything possible to place those employees at the Mound Prison. But again, that's going to involve, you know, folks moving and switching jobs. So can't at this point say that there will be no layoffs as a result of the Corrections action.
All right. The number of state and government employees declined by 12,921% from 1999 to 2009. While the total payroll increased by 38%. How'd that happen?
Well, you know, it's basically, Tony, it's health care. I mean, the cost of health care has gone up so much over the last decade, and, you know, we've continued to increase those benefits and wages for state employees. And, you know, at this point, we're on an unsustainable path with regard to the amount of money we have to meet those costs. So it's one of those facts of life. It's not only being faced by state government, it's being faced by, you know, private sector, other governments. It's something we're all having to deal with.
The 2010 average salary for all state government employees was $54,121, with an average fringe benefit cost of $33,057 for a total average annual compensation cost of $87,178. That's 52% higher than 10 years ago. That's incredible.
It's a big jump, and, you know, as I mentioned, it's an unsustainable path. So, you know, we're trying to work with the unions to figure out where we go from here. I just want to be real clear that this action yesterday is only in relation to fiscal year 2012. We are still working and talking with the unions, even this morning, about fiscal year 2013. So, you know, the hope is that we don't have to keep taking these, you know, kind of what we're terming nickel and dime actions against employees, because that's really what furlough days are. It's a one-time solution. It doesn't get us where we need to be. So we want to get out of the boat of having to do that year after year.
All right. The average salary was $54,121, as we just mentioned. It currently is right around $41,518, with the fringe benefit cost $15,756 versus the $33,057. So we are finding savings in one way or another.
Well, the 41,518 number was the cost back in 2000, Tony. So that's what it was a decade ago. So that number is just showing, you know, how we've jumped over the past 10 years. We've gone from 41 to 54 on salary. We've gone from 15,000 to 33,000 on the fringe side. So, you know, the overall jump on both the compensation and the benefit side has been pretty dramatic.
Yeah, the state will spend over $1 billion in health plan premiums for active and retiree health care. And that's just this year alone.
That's just this year, Tony. You know, our overall long-term liability right now for retiree health care is $14.5 billion. So these are big numbers, big costs, and we just have to figure out a way to address them.
All right, Kurt. We'll stay in touch. We appreciate you. Thanks so much.
All right, Tony. You take care.